Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young, Struggling Schizophrenic. So I'm sitting here in the morning, it's about 10 o'clock or so, and I was just listening to my favorited music, letting it go on a shuffle without adjusting what played when or manipulating the next song. And it's funny how it speaks to me. And it brings up memories, and it stirs emotion. Particularly, it triggers the voices that I hear to begin commenting on the passage of the songs and how it relates to me or my life and the people around me. And this morning, I was listening. And I started thinking, you know, I'd like to sell my soul to a true demon, a real demon, here on this physical realm. And how I would like to sell my soul for the ability to have arcane understanding and the ability to use that understanding. So the ability to do magic and manifest it in real life on this plane, in this realm. Like fireballs and light tricks or whatever, you know, just the whole deal. But the thing is, I'm not sure that I'm willing to pay the price. And I was reminded of that when a song popped up. Actually, almost right after my thinking it, a song started playing. I Won't Sell My Soul. And this song was given to me on a corner in Seattle. I was playing music, just wandering around, and people showed up and recommended the song and said, "You'll like it. I know you will. You'll like a lot of their stuff." And it's true, I do. But to stop my thought real quick, it is so, so, like, amazing when somebody shares a song with you. Or the timing of when a song finds you. Like many a times, I've been listening to my Discovery Station or just a random playlist or whatnot, and a song will stick out, and it'll claim me, and it'll become mine and I it. But anyways, I was thinking I wanted to sell my soul for the opportunity to have this power and be able to work this magic. And I was thinking, what demon could I summon? And I thought Leonard, but the one drawback with Leonard is he's also the demon of sexual orgies. And I'm not sure I'm into that or up for that. But he's the demon of sorcery and magic. So I was thinking, oh, what if I entered a soul pact with Leonard? But I have never summoned a demon. I've never summoned, in that proportion, any entity. Now, I have lit incense and had the entity come and appear, but it wasn't a summoning. I've lit incense and had an entity appear, get pissed off and say, "Fucking witchcraft," and walk out my door, unlocking the apartment as he exited, the physical door. But I did not see that entity that time, and I did not speak to him or anything like that. I just heard him, and he exited. But I have not intentionally drawn a circle of pacts or done anything out of the Key of Solomon. But I've thought about it. The truth is, I'm just too much of a pussy. Anyways, back to the song. It reminded me, you know, there are other options for gaining the knowledge of which I seek. I can find a light entity or a good entity and don't sell my soul, but make a pact, make a contract, a soul contract where I do this entity's bidding for them to share their knowledge with me. Now, here's the thing. A warlock is a wizard who breaks the deal with the god of their contract. So I would want to avoid that, but Part of my cynical mind thought, oh, I could become a warlock, get all the knowledge, and then break the deal. But I try to be an honest man. And my conscience is a motherfucker, and it wouldn't let me break a deal or go back on my word, because my word is who I am. My word is all I have as a man, and it defines me for anyone, man or woman or in between, entity or whatever. Your word is who you are and what you are. Anyways, I can seek lighter counsel. Now, God, the Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, do not necessarily want you to do this. They want you to worship them solely. Now, here's my standing. I was raised fundamental independent Baptist. I believe the Christian truths. I believe that God is the Almighty. But here's the thing. He says he is a jealous God and you will have no God before him. That doesn't mean there aren't other gods. And as long as you don't worship them, you can use them, I guess the word would be. Not like, they are there. And they are real. So as long as I do not worship this entity, I can allow it to help me, to aid me where I need. I don't worship anything. I know it's kind of, it makes me feel kind of bad, like I should worship my God. But he's not my God. He is God. And I know that by faith through grace, I am saved from the pits of hell. That is, again, by faith through grace. Now, not by works, not by anything like that. So because I have faith that God is God and Jesus is his son and his blood paid for my eternal life in heaven, I know that when I pass, I will not be going to hell. I'm not sure whom I was speaking to at the time, but at my stay at Harborview, I thought, where would I have gone if I died? Where would I be if my attempt wasn't overturned? And they scoffingly said, heaven. Now, I'm kind of worried, but based on what I just said, I do not worry anymore. I have no fear in my mind and no doubt in my heart that I'll be going to heaven. But I used to be concerned because the Bible says God cannot, a man cannot be plucked from the hand of God. Once he is saved, he is always saved. But I wondered, what if a man chooses to jump out of the hand of God? When I went to Seattle, I started delving into witchcraft and other religions and other beliefs. And I was wondering, could I lose my salvation? Could I lose my key to heaven? No. No. Because there was a sinner at the cross that had no time to repent, but he had faith that God was whom he said he was, and Jesus was the Savior and Messiah. And Jesus said, you will be going to heaven. I will see you in my Father's house. But this music, I was just back to the point. Well, there's a lot of points. I guess I'm kind of just rambling this morning. I listen to my music and it speaks to me and the voices begin to talk. And they call me so often a show-off. And they say things like, oh, I can't stand this guy. What a show-off. But there are things out of my control that I don't understand. Like, they were upset because apparently I got my intuition back for a time last night. And they say that it comes and it goes. and it does come and go. I'm not sure why it leaves, but I spoke to somebody at a shop here in Spokane, and they said I need to respect the flow, the give and take that is seasonal. It's circles, the circle of the seasons, the circle of life, to just accept it and know when it's there and how to use it. But oftentimes it's just at random times where I start doing something automatically without thinking. I hear the voices say, oh, he got his intuition back. The first time I started doing that, I was tidying up my apartment and I was starting to hang things up and kind of organize things. And a voice of which I've heard in Seattle said, okay, guys, he's got his intuition back. You said not to trust him until he got it back. Well, he's got it. And it was that voice, I think, that I heard in the hallway outside my apartment that I've spoken of, the younger gentleman that said, Micah Smith, you're real? And then I ran in my apartment like a pussy, which also was the one that told me about smoking out of bongs, or at least that specific bong. I know, stories on stories with me, but the thing is, I am a self-discovering metaphysical practitioner, I think is what my church would call it. I'm ordained by the Universal Life Church, and I'm going through the metaphysical and trying to learn it, but on my own, without guidance or a teacher. Not without guidance. I have much guidance if I listen. What I meant was, like, without a teacher or instructor or sensei. I'm doing it by myself, which is kind of stupid, kind of dangerous, but I've only been stabbed in the side and beat by a spirit once so far. I really want to get into this podcast and put some work into it and be able to be proud of it. So I'm not going to try. There is only do or do not. There is no try. I'm going to have the show air twice a week, where the beginning, the Wednesday episode, is a story and just kind of chatter. And maybe Friday, Saturday, I'm not sure of the date yet, will be a step, or like a walkthrough of what I've learned so far, or something that I've gained. I want to go through the Fire Archangel Oracle still. I want to actually, that's going to be my first chunk of learnings, is I'm going to do a guided meditation with shamanic drumming, and I'm going to call upon my shamanic staff, my shamanic background, and I'm going to do a guided meditation so that you, the listener, can call upon that angel should the need arise. So that's my commitment for the new year. Starting January, next month, we'll say Wednesdays and Fridays, I will have an episode air. And I'm gonna stick to it. Like, I enjoy this, and I want my story to get out there, even if I stay behind the mask of anonymity. Well, I'm not gonna chat your guys' ears off for too long today. I've got some stuff to get done. I'm actually gonna go sit outside my apartment and play my music to share with others. But thanks for listening and tuning in. Be sure to share. Share the podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere you can listen to a podcast, it's there. Or Apple Podcasts, not Apple Music. Excuse me. Hey, I want to hear feedback, guys. If you want to, go ahead and shoot me an email. You can email me at schizostudios@icloud.com or podcast.com. Oh, I can't remember that one right now. I'll have to get it next time, but I actually started a website. I paid for a domain. I'm trying to figure out how to start a website. But email me at schizostudios@icloud.com if you want to just chat. Any recommendations for the show, any way, anything, like, to let me know you're listening. You can also, I believe, message that on iMessage, and it'll come through. That's schizostudios@icloud.com. schizostudios@icloud.com. Thanks for listening, and goodbye till next time.